Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
WGUM Glory United Ministries. I want to remind you that after the pastor speaks, we want to give you, and we play perhaps the song that she requests. I want you, if you want to give a comment, ask a prayer, speak with the pastor. Remember, all you need to do is press 1 at any point in time. But we won't open your mic until after we get to that point. So I'm just so glad to see that so many of you are on the call, and I want you to know that the very next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen. We thank God for Jesus on tonight, and we thank Jesus for his blood. We thank God for you, and you. I tell you, we just bless God for his benefits, for his loving kindness, and his tender mercies. We just love him because, not just because he first loved us, but it's because it's the right thing to do, is to love him. He says, I lay down my life for you. No man taketh my life, he says, but because I love you so much, I give myself away. I give myself away to you. I lay the foundation and I open up the way so that you could come to me freely. come to me freely. Behold, I stand at your door, and I knock upon the door of your heart. If any man will open his heart, that's your door. If you would open your heart unto him, he says, I will come in and sup with you. I will come in and dine with you right where you are. Whether you're smoking, whether you're joking, whether you're drinking, whether you're stinking, whether you're playing, whether you're praying, if you would open your heart to me tonight, saith the Lord, I will stop by and sup with you. I will make the crooked places straight for you. You can't fix it, but I can. Oh, you can tell it, but I can fix it. Talk to me about your trouble. It's not that I don't know about it, but I want to hear it come from your heart. Let me in. Why don't you let him in? The saints used to sing a song. Why don't you let him in? The song used to go, said, Hush, and you know what that means. Hush up your windows and open up your doors. Come on and let the King of Glory in. Won't you let him in tonight? Jesus is knocking at your heart today. Jesus is knocking. Won't you let him in to stay? For he's waiting for you, and he will bless you too. For Jesus is knocking, knocking at your heart today. I was talking, and I thank God for Bishop Scott, Dr. Gregory Scott, my longtime friend of 8 years. And I was talking to him, and I said, you know, Dr. Scott, I said, I wish that the church folks would stop trying to be so deep and know the mind of God. But the scripture said, who can know the mind of God? Now, come on here. Who can really know what God's next move is? Who can know the mind of God? And yet we sit and try to surmise, figure out we know God's very intent. We know his next move. But we don't. But we sit up and we say, God is trying to get your attention. God is trying to tell you something. People, y'all going to have to get back on your knees and start praying, because with this virus going on, don't you know sickness was here before you came? Sickness will be here when some of us leave. God's trying to get your attention because he allowed corona to come. So we say, church folk, God is trying to get your attention. So he wants to kill 185,000 people to get just your attention? Come on now. We don't have a God like that. Don't you know if God got something he want to tell you, he'll tell you directly. Either he'll come to you directly, or he'll come to you by way of one of his prophets. He don't have to kill an army of people just to tell one person. But I tell you what he will do. He will leave 99 and come and rescue the one that's lost, the one that has gone astray. That's the type of God we serve. Oh, will he punish you for your sins? Yes, he will. He said he'll do that. But do you think he's going to just make us all suffer because somebody's being stupid or crazy? Yes, it could be sin in the camp. Yes, my grandmother said one bad apple can spoil and will spoil the whole bunch. But listen, spare the bunch. Go in the basket and take out the bad apple and let the rest of the apples bless you with its beautiful fragrance. Apples smell good. Let it bless you with the taste. Apples taste good. So I'm supposed to just throw out the whole basket of apples because there was one bad apple. Take the bad apple out. So, well, where is she going? Where is she going with this? What is she talking about on this evening? What I'm trying to get you to understand. The song we used to sing, and I know you all hear me talk about a lot of songs because I'm a singer. Well, I used to sing. I don't sing much anymore. But I sang from the time I was 3 years old up until just recently. I had to focus more on the ministry than joining in a choir and directing and doing all. Oh, God, I directed for years and choir and wrote out songs and taught songs and all of that. Had the largest community choir out on the eastern end of Long Island where I lived. I had four or five church choir combined, and I was the directress over the choirs. And I'm telling you, they know that I did not play. And I told them, if you're not as serious as I am about singing, don't get in this choir because I will set you down. But however, I don't do all of that. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't do all of that anymore. But just so that you know, there was a song, and I know my sister and some of the rest of you saints that's on board tonight might remember the song. Says, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. I feel the presence of God now. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See, hallelujah, what God has done. Instead of you murmuring and complaining, start speaking of what God has done for you. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I heard the minister in my church on Sunday, and he had closing remarks, and he said, I never paid any attention to toilet paper before. He said, but since the pandemic, I find out just how precious toilet paper really is. He just used it. It was in the bathroom, perhaps. His wife bought the toilet paper. He's a married man with five or six children. So perhaps his wife did all the shopping, and she bought toilet paper. So maybe when that roll was out, he could go in the cabinet and pull another one out. Or maybe the wife put another one on. However, he didn't pay toilet paper any attention. Oh, but since COVID-19, he sees toilet paper in a different light. Now he's counting the little things that we wives focus on, soap and toilet paper, paper towel and all of that. So now he can appreciate having a roll of toilet tissue. It doesn't matter which brand you use, just so long as you have some to use. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. We need to focus on giving God his due benevolence and thanking him. I have a girlfriend in Georgia. Her mortgage payment was over $1,400 a month. They can't afford it. Over $1,400 a month, her mortgage payment. Well, what you reckon? The mortgage company contacted her and said to her, listen, due to the coronavirus, my God today. Look at God blessing his people. Due to corona virus. We're going to lower your mortgage for you. And she has gone from a 1400 plus mortgage, only been in the house 1 year in August. Now she is down to 1100 and some change a month on her mortgage. She said, I said, did you tell the Lord thank you? She said, didn't I tell him thank you? Yes, I did. So you see, if we would just learn to stay focused on what God is doing for us, then what God is doing to us, we would be able to bless his name at all times. Ah, thank you, sweet Jesus. Yes, count your blessing. Name them one by one. Jesus said, I lay down my life. I told you that in the beginning. For my friend. Well, he is still doing great things for us. Some of us have been in tornado within the last month or so. Some of us have been in hurricanes. Some of us have been in tropical storms, and yet we're here tonight to testify of the goodness of Jesus. I told you last week, I remember when Hugo hit South Carolina, and the woman was on CBS Sunday morning news back in the day when it hit, and they were interviewing her, and she said, but thank God for Hugo. She couldn't even say Hugo. She said Nugo. She said, why the person asked her, why are you thanking God? I guess he thought that was crazy. Why are you thanking God for Hugo? Look at your house and stuff. It was all destroyed. It was torn down. She said, that the one you see, tear down. But look over here. See that in there? That's the one where they give me. A new brand house, she said. She said, the old house, we didn't have no running water. We didn't have no electric light. I didn't have none of those things in my old house. What tear down in the storm. But in this house, sure, over there, that house right there, that's mine. And they give it to me, peaceful, with running water, lights, and everything what I need. I even got an air condition in every room, but ain't nothing in the window. She didn't quite understand she had central air. Because she said she got air condition throughout the house, but ain't nothing in the window. But it was central air she was talking about. So she began to bless God for Hugo. Now I know somebody else might not have been as fortunate as she was. But I just want you to see that God can bless us in the midst of a storm. God is God, and he will do what he wants to do. He's going to watch over us. He's going to take care of us. Because of sin, we have sickness. Because of sin, we have sorrow. Because of sin, we have trouble. Because of sin, all of these things is connected to the devil. That's why Jesus said, they didn't kill me. I laid down my life. The choice was mine. Somebody had to do it, yes, but it was my choice. For you. I knew that the devil would destroy you totally if I hadn't laid down my life for you. No, maybe it hasn't been easy for you, but you're still here. And in my Bible, it reads in the book of Proverbs, it says, there is hope for a living dog better than a dead lion. So when you're dead, it's over. Whatever you didn't get, you won't get. Whatever you had, you still, it's just another day now. You're gone from here. But as long as you've got breath in your body, there's hope for better. There's hope for change. There is hope. There's hope, there's joy. Ah, Have a talk with Jesus. Don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. He's able to carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you. Jesus is willing to help you. Jesus will carry you through. I'm almost done. I just want us to stop saying things that can be an insult to God. We think we mean well. Oh, honey, God, y'all better get back on your head. God's going to let Donald Trump stay in there, so he'll bring you to your knees. Well, don't you know, if God allows Donald Trump to stay in the office, then God's got a plan for Donald Trump. You know what happened to Pharaoh? Not everybody in Egypt bowed, but Pharaoh, the scripture says in the book of Exodus, it said God, G-O-D, hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he could prove to Pharaoh something that Pharaoh didn't believe who God really was. So God had to let it go the way it went so that he could show Pharaoh that I can take your water and turn it to blood, and you won't have any water to drink. Not only will you not have any water to drink, you won't have any wine either, because your grapes need water to become the grape to give you the wine. So what I'm trying to say to you on tonight, God is God, and we need to trust him. We need to reverence him. We need to make him first in our life. We need to put our attention span on just how great he is. How great thou art, how great thou art. That's what we need to be singing. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great you are, God. Then sings my soul, my Savior. Listen to what you're saying. He's my Savior, regardless to COVID-19, regardless to whatever disease, whether it be heart, kidney, lungs, whatever. How great thou art. How great thou art. This is what, if anything, he's looking for us to bless his name, to praise him no matter what it looked like. I tell you, I'd like to dedicate this song tonight to my listeners from South Carolina, my sister, all that she does there in South Carolina to help us here at Glory United Ministries. Glory United Ministries, thank her for a donation that she mailed to me 2 weeks ago. I just had not gone to the box to get it, and Glory United Ministries, thank her for the donation that she gave us, and it goes into the church account to help Dr. Scott with keeping us on the air. And her friends, I call her my church mother, Mother Janie, and her family members that she have invited, and friends, and to anyone else that I'm not aware of that's on the call tonight, to God be all the glory. But I know my sister loved this song, and I want to play this song. Dr. Scott, the Wardlaw brothers, I'm calling your name. Hold on a second, because I need you right now, Lord. We are going to get in a place where we will appreciate being able to call upon the name of the Lord. He is our strong tower. He is, God is our everything. And when we start to utilize who we have on our side, but what did Psalm say? If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, if it had not been for the Lord who was on the Israelite side when the Egyptians came to destroy them, God opened up the Red Sea. I mean, he allowed them to go across on dry land. Well, that was one miracle that day that we saw, that he told Moses, first one, what you have in your hand is what you need. I'm not going to send you anything else because I've already given you everything that you need to fight the devil with. And God has given us Jesus to fight. Come on here. But Moses, God told him, lift up what you got in your hand. And he did what God told him to do. And when he did that, he was able. The Israelites, I guess we're like them. We look behind us saying, look, I'm going to be consumed. I might as well have stayed in Egypt. At least we wasn't on the run. And here Moses got us out here, a big dummy, and leading us to a river. And how are we going across the river? Not only that, here the Egyptians, they're right on our back. Look here. They're going to kill us in the water. That's us looking at the circumstances and not looking at the Creator, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly in all that you could ask for. He's able to do it. But we got to take our eyes off of what the enemy is doing and put our eyes on the prize, which is Christ Jesus. David said it again, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? For my help coming from the Lord. He recognized that it didn't come from the farm. It didn't come from the juice and nothing. He said it came. My help come from the Lord, y'all. That's what he said. That's what David said. But I'm telling you, we got to get to that place that we know that God is our help. All of our help. No matter whether we're in COVID-19 or any other crisis. Yes, I know the Bible tells us every knee will bow. Every knee, it says, will bow. And every tongue will confess that he is Lord. But you see, I'm not waiting for that. I'm recognizing tonight, I know God is my help. I'm bowing my knee to him tonight, and I'm confessing with my mouth, I know that you are Lord, because you're Lord over me, you're Lord over my life, and I lift my hand in total praise to you, God. Oh, I bless your holy name. Dr. Scott, I'm ready for the song and play for my sister and the South Carolina family and whoever else she may have invited from time to time to be on the call, whether you're in New York or Detroit, Michigan, it doesn't matter. Enjoy the song and I will bring you a red word of God.
I'm calling your name because I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name because I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes you know, that's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing this song right now, cause I need to, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Changing hand And when deliverance came, I blessed his name for it. I blessed him so with thanksgiving. Oh, with thanksgiving. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. My season has changed, and I bless God. I bless God for his goodness. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, my soul magnifies the Lord tonight. Hold on, people in Block Talk Radio land. Don't give up on God. Not yet. Please don't. Don't. For the psalmist said, Isaiah told us, wait on the Lord, he said. I said, wait on the Lord. But while you're waiting on the Lord, be busy blessing his name. While you're waiting on the Lord, thank him for the good and the bad. I know it's hard to thank him for the bad, but you got to muster up the strength to thank him for the bad, because if you don't, then the enemy will destroy you. He will take your mind from you. He'll finish you off with what little bit of health you have left. But you got to learn how to read the Bible and learn the scriptures to quote them. It doesn't matter if you can't quote the book that you read it in, just as long as you know that you read it, because it tell us that it is God's will that we be in health and prosper. It says be in good health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. So if your soul loves Jesus and your soul is magnifying the Lord, don't you know your health has to fall in line sooner or later? It cannot hang out against you, because you've got the Savior, the Redeemer, on your side. The hour's getting late. Let me give you a red word. I quote a lot of the Bible. I quote a lot of the Bible, but I always like to give you a scripture that you can write down and say, this is what I'm going to try to read, because you can't keep up with everything that I'm saying, because it just comes at the top of my head, because I don't write any of this stuff out. I just wait till he opens my mic and God takes off, and I just follow. Let's go to John's Gospel. This is St. John. I think I told you week or so ago that there is four Johns in the Bible. There is St. John first, and then there's 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. But all three of them are in the New Testament. The epistles of John's, they are towards the back of your New Testament. And St. John, he's up here in the somewhere near the beginning, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That's where he hangs out. That was the fourth gospel or something to that. Anyhow, I just know where to go and get it. John 15 is old, familiar. Everything in the Bible should be familiar to you, because it hasn't changed. It's from Genesis to Revelation, that's for sure. So nothing is new in here. I might preach the same thing four or five times, but each time God will give it to you differently. But let's go and get this word of God. Write it down. St. John 15. Let's start at verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me. Now listen what he's saying. Every branch in him. Not every branch, but every branch in him. Talking about in Christ Jesus. He's telling you, Jesus is talking. He says, my Father is the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. So God is over here. And it says, every branch in me, Jesus is talking about himself. Every one of you that's connected to me, you're not connected of yourself. You can't do this by yourself. You can't make this trip. You can't make the journey. You can make nothing happen except it's through me. Okay? All right. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he is taken away. So if every branch in me that beareth not fruit, now you cannot keep telling me Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, year after year after year after year, and you say that you are a Christian and Jesus is the Christ and Jesus is who is in charge and all of, and you have no fruit. Something is wrong. You mean not one person has wanted to come to Christ since you've been connected to the vine? Something is wrong. You're not witnessing either with your mouth, you're saying one thing, but your lifestyle is showing them another. Somebody ought to want to get to know your Jesus by the way you are presenting him to them. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. I used to hear my grandfather say to my grandmother, he said, Tisha, come on, we got to go out here and prune this tree. We got to cut all the dead stuff away so that the tree can live and bring forth more apples the next time. My grandfather had a grapevine, and he would go out there and he would cut all the dead vines away so it didn't stifle or smother the new stuff from being able to come through. So this is what the Lord will do to us. He will purge us. He will get all of the weeds out, all of the junk out, everything that's not like him that will stunt us to keep us from going forward in him. He will purge it because we're connected to him and he wants to see the fruit of us come forward. My God, today. Oh, Lord, help us today. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word cleanse us. The word sanctify us and make us clean through the word, for you are clean through the word. This is why you should pick your Bible up and read it, because it's a cleansing of the mind, the heart, and the soul. The more of the word that you put in, the more of those dead branches have to fall off of you. The more word that you put in, that one bad apple will not be able to spoil the whole tree. Why? Because the word has booted and rooted it off of the branch so that the branch that's in him can come forward with the fruit that is good and not the fruit that is rotten. We don't want fruit of the loom. We want the fruit of the Spirit of God to rest on the inside of us and come forth. Oh, my God. I watched my sister came home one year to New York, and the weather had damaged one of the shrubberies in the yard, and it looked just like the shrub should have been dug up and tossed out of the yard. But my sister have a hand and an eye for that stuff. That's not me. And she went out there and she broke off every one of those little branches. See, it's up to me, the whole tree would have been spoiled because I wasn't going to get rid of that tree, get rid of that little bush. And she plucked at it and plucked at it and plucked at it until she plucked the little thing on down to nothing. And I said, Lord, but do you know, when spring came the next year, do you know that shrub had sprouted? She took all the dead stuff off of that little shrub that was preventing it from bringing forth new branches. And when I left New York, November the 4th, 2019, and I left my mother's house for the last time because she passed away last year on the 14th of September. And I came back here to Delaware on the 4th. I had gotten everything out so I could come back here. Do you not know that branch, that shrub was standing up so that when my yard guy, he said, look at this. He said, look at how pretty that is. He said, I knew it wasn't dead, but he didn't prune it. My sister did. He said, look at it standing up here. He said, boy, Miss Benjamin would be so happy to see this. I said, yes, she would. But see, that's what the Lord does to us. To me, the tree looked like it should have been dug up and thrown on the back of the man's truck right along with the grass that he cut. But my sister looked at that shrub like Jesus looked at us. When people look at us and say that we're no good, we'll never amount to anything. We're crazy. We're stupid. We're dumb. Ain't nothing to them. I knew it wasn't going to be much of nothing, no how, because you know where they come from. You know what their mama's like. But you know where the pappy was no good. And his pappy was no good. But you see, while you're so busy looking at the outside of us, writing us off, Jesus is saying, but it's a whole lot of good underneath here. And I'm going to allow it to be purged because I won't make a mistake. And I'm going to cut away all of the dead stuff from around it that's preventing it from coming forth with its beauty and giving somebody else beauty. The people across the street was blessed. The two houses across the street got blessed because when they come out of their yard, come out of their house, they could see my mom's shrub there. The neighbor next door, she looked over there and she said, Lord, that little bush that your sister fixed is so pretty. I said, yeah, sure is, Miss Bear, because it'd been gone if it was up to me. And that's just how it is with our Savior Jesus. Where it seems like your grandchild is never going to be anything, never going to be any good. Where it seems like your daughter is so far gone to the left that there's no such thing called right. Where it looks like your husband is, and here he is, got nerve to be 72 years old and still out there looking at skirts. And all of that, and know he need to be somewhere sitting in a chair looking at his wife who has been with him for 50-some years that he can keep up by because one of them young girls will take his money and give him a heart attack too. But and we'll say he ain't going to never change. Look at him. He's an old fool. That's what we say. But God is saying, but I've got some pruning to do to this old fool. Because I got his name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I cannot lie. I said he was going to make it into the kingdom, and I got to fix this. I got to start snipping off the dead stuff, and there'll be a change in the household. Because if he don't, he will take it away. If you don't want to change once God prune you, and if you don't want to shine for him and bring forth the right fruit, then God, he said, every branch in him that beareth not fruit, he will get rid of, he will take you away out of here. But if you want to shine for the Lord and be a fruit for the Lord, a fruit bearer and a fruit winner, he will allow you to see many, many good things come your way. Let's move on. Oh, bless his name. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody say thank you, Jesus. Abide in me. And I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. You see that? You need help. Except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Jesus is telling us the reason why we're not coming forward because we're trying to do it a self thing. But this is not a self walk. You have to walk hand in hand with the Lord. You have to let him replenish and plenish you. Let him give you the nutrition of the spirit that you need to be successful in him, that you can glean other fruit for the master. We have to do that. I am the vine. It's a shame that he has to keep reminding you that you're not in charge. I am. Because you are nothing unless you're in me. Because I am the one that's supplying you with what you need to make it to the other inside. And I'm not talking about heaven per se. I'm talking about in your daily life. Oh, well, you know, Mr. Johnny over there, he don't go to nobody's church. He always cussing and fussing and carrying on, but he got a brand new car. I go to church. I pay tithe. I give offering. I pay dues. I feed the hungry. I help the homeless. I give them shirts and pocketbooks and all that stuff. And he don't do none of that stuff. But he's doing it of his own. He's not doing it through God. And only what you do for Christ will last. That's what's going to be counted in the end. He might be doing those things, but where is his fruit? The scripture says, I pray that your fruit remain. He's got fruit, but it's tainted. It's a reason why he's doing those things. He's doing his alms to be seen of men. Blessed are those who give and not talk about what they did or show people. You don't have to get out there in the middle of the street and start passing out apples and oranges to people that's hungry. But you can just put a little bag and slip it right there by the car or go to somebody's door. Do you know how many times I have left stuff for people? But my reward, God will reward me. He said, whatever you do secretly, God will reward you openly. Now, there's some things I've had to do openly, but I wasn't boasting and bragging, and I wasn't doing it to be seen. I did it because that's the way God wanted it done, just to show somebody that he can bless somebody, and you'll be there to witness to it. I like this message on tonight. I never know where God is going and how he's going. I just heard him say earlier, get your tablet and go into John's gospel. Oh, bless his name. I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So anything that you're doing without God involved in it, you're doing nothing, really. I'm glad he's not talking about me. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, as is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words, see, you are clean through the word, and my words abide in you, you, listen to me, people, you, ye, means you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Here is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So Peter, John, and Andrew, James, all of them are gone. But we're still here to be the disciples for Christ. No, we're not walking with him where he's visible or physical. He's no longer physical. He's spirit, but he's with us. So everywhere we go, he goes. So therefore, we're witnessing of him. That's what I'm saying. What are you doing that you've been in church for 52 years and no one wants to be saved? Nobody don't even want to go with you to church on Sunday. Something's wrong with that picture. Oh, if you abide in me, my word in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Here is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. See, Jesus' joy works on the inside of you when you do as he has asked you to do, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. If you're not full of joy tonight, ask yourself the question, am I abiding in Christ? Am I doing his commandment? Something is wrong. I don't have any joy. I'm always sad, always something wrong, always something to complain about. What am I doing wrong? That's why you need to read the Word of God, because it's your help. It's just what you need. Mm-mm-mm. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Talking about Jesus. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Uh-oh. That just separates the chiefs from, I won't call it, but you know what they say. That's what separates the chiefs from. Let me say it like this. The chiefs from not so chief. Okay. So in other words, he said, you are my friends. I laid down my life for you because ye are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you. So if he tell you to feed the hungry, feed them. And if somebody see you feeding them, he commanded you to do that. You're not boasting and bragging. You're not looking for recognition for that. See, it's a reason why God says what he said to me before I start reading, because his word backs up whatever I was talking about. Lord, I thank you. I'm almost done, Dr. Scott. Herefore, I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. Here it is again. And that your fruit should remain. I said that earlier, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name. So, okay, he may give it you. I was taught to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus. See, now I just read that. You better put a bookmark there, John 15 and 16. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Oh, Lord, I think they threw that completely out the book. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. See, that's what I'm talking about. It loves his own. But because you are not of the world, you do things different, and you're different. You talk different. You walk different. You speak different. You're just different because you're in Christ. Somebody should be able to look at you and say, there's something different about that woman. She's not like the other women. Something different about that man. He appears to me like he's a man of God. She's a woman of God. I was in a grocery store once, and I'm coming to the aisle where this woman was in the aisle, and this was several years ago, and I'm coming into the aisle where she was, and the woman dropped the bottle or whatever, it was plastic, and she dropped it, and she said, oh my God. And I said, ma'am, are you all right? I didn't know she was getting sick or whatever. She said, the whole aisle lit up when you came in the aisle. She said, oh my God, you're an angel. And I said, she said, oh, the Spirit of God is present with you. She said, you just lit up the whole aisle. And I just felt the presence of God coming off of you to me. And she started crying. And she said, woman of God, pray for me. Please pray for me. So I prayed for her right in the aisle. People should know that there is a change in your life and there is something different. I don't care how much you announce that you are. Well, somebody ought to be able to see the attributes of the Father in you. Come on, sometime or another. Oh, bless his name. Remember the word that I've said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. if they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto you, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. It ain't no excuse for sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law: they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, who I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye all shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. May the Lord God add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. I have read John chapter 15, St. John chapter 15 in its entirety. It's not a lot of verses. Just sit down and just meditate. If you can't read any more than just three verses and you have to stop, just bookmark where you were reading at, highlight it, and then pick it up within an hour or two, or you may have to go out and come back. But go back and read the Word of God. You will find that you're living beneath your privilege, because, and it is 8 o'clock, I have gone over, but I have indeed enjoyed being with you. Tonight, I'm calling your name because I need you right now, Lord. Remember, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that this word will not fall on deaf ears. We pray that it will be a blessing to everyone under the sound of my voice, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or a month from now, whenever they go into the archives and listen to this message. God, I ask that you bless every caller that's on this call tonight, every spoken and every unspoken request. God, bless their household, enlarge their territory, bless their children, bless the grandchildren, bless the children's children and the children's children, the cousins, bless the aunties, bless the mothers and the fathers, bless their friends, their neighbors, bless their pastor if they belong to a church. And if they don't, God, let me be their radio pastor, but let them come together once the 19 has lifted. God, I ask that you bless Dr. Scott even and touch him in his body. God, you made him and you promised that you would make him whole. And God, I am asking, because your word abide in me and I abide in you, that I can ask what I will and it shall be done. God, I'm going to hold you to your promise on tonight. God, I thank you for blessing my sister's entire household, that what she see and don't see. God, I thank you for life, health, and strength on tonight. Bless the people in the world that belong to you, that abide in you, and those who the devil have their hand on. God, I ask you to fix it like it ought to be in the mighty name of Jesus. I know everybody's not going to be saved, because it said hell have enlarged herself for her guests. So somebody is going to hell, but it won't be me. And it won't be these that's listening to Blog Talk Radio, because they're going to abide in the vine. They're going to let you prune them, going to let you snip all the dead stuff from around them, that they can bring forth fruit for the master's you. Let the joy remain on the inside of them, God, even on the morrow, whatever they may be faced with on the morrow. God, let them know that they are abiding and you abiding with them, so that there's nothing that the devil is doing that you don't already know about it, and that you're already there interceding on their behalf. God, any sick that's listening tonight, only you can heal the sick and raise the dead. But it said, call for the elder, the church, and the elder will pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer, and God will raise them up. Oh, God, you're able to heal, set free, and deliver in Jesus' name. Ah, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the church says, amen. Amen. Dr. Scott?
Your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes.
Hello, this is Dr. Scott. I think I see a one here a moment ago. It was one of the callers wanted to have a word with the pastor. I guess that caller is gone now.
Ooh. 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 I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard, and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you.